This coming May marks the 10-year anniversary of the murderous rampage that took the lives of 6 people and injured 14 more on the streets of Isla Vista. Before committing the attack, the perpetrator declared his intentions in a manifesto as well as the final of a series of YouTube videos to enact a, quote, day of retribution, end quote. He named his targets as, quote, all you girls who rejected me, looked down on me, treated me like scum while you gave yourselves to other men, end quote. The misogynist killer became known as a hero among the community of like-minded individuals known as incels. The perpetrator's rampage would not be the last occurrence of misogynistic violence by an incel, and instead was cited as an inspiration in manifestos of incels who went on to commit violent acts. In the April 2018 Toronto van attack, the perpetrator explicitly wrote before killing 10 people, quote, the incel rebellion has already begun. We will overthrow all the Chads and Stacys. All hail the supreme gentleman, Santa Barbara perpetrator, end quote. 6 months later, a 40-year-old man who compared his younger self to the Santa Barbara perpetrator opened fire at a yoga class in Tallahassee, Florida, killing 2 women. New America reports, quote, anytime perpetrators choose spaces associated symbolically with young, attractive women, such as a sorority or yoga classes, that suggests a misogynist and potentially terrorist motivation, similar to the targeting of synagogues or mosques to represent anti-Semitic or anti-Muslim ideologies. Some recently published studies are beginning to fill the gaps in research on the incel community. One study by Miriam Linder focused on the rise of incel communities over the past few years. Linder documented the behavior within the online forums, which she classified as discussions of frustration with sexual or romantic rejection, the adoption of male supremacist attitudes, and the justification of violence against women and men who are more popular with women. Another paper, authored by William Costello et al., focused more specifically on the dating habits and the psychology of incels. Their study noted that the incel community operates almost exclusively online. Online forums such as Reddit or 4chan, websites, and exclusive chat rooms are used as an outlet to express what the Costello et al. Study identifies as, quote, misogynistic hostility, frustration, and a blame towards society for a perceived failure to include them, end quote. I asked Dr. John Baldwin, a sociology professor here at UCSB, to speculate on where this perception may originate from. He believes that a lot of men fear that they are not being perceived well, or are maybe anxious that they're coming on too strong, or that they don't get enough feedback from other people that their desires are valid and that they have something important to contribute. I also asked Dr. Baldwin to speculate upon the study's findings that identified cognitive distortions around incels' perceptions of women's mate preferences. Specifically, incels underestimate the importance of intelligence, kindness and understanding, humor, and loyalty and dependability.
I bet you there are some women who are not as responsive as they should be when men express some of their deep feelings. And so there may be a certain amount of accuracy in what they're responding to. And of course, it could be their own fears and insecurities that they may just think, oh my God, I'll never be received for who I am. No one really cares. We live in this large and impersonal society. And oftentimes the large impersonalness of it gets to people and makes them feel alone and underwanted and underappreciated.
The Sense in Senseless Violence by Miriam Linder proposed that misogynistic extremism emerges from a unique interaction between evolved male psychology, the dynamics of the sexual marketplace, and modern technology. I asked Dr. Baldwin about how he believes modern technology has affected dating habits.
I have a very strong belief that technology is interfering with the natural way that people used to interact before technology became so big. Because people without technology were just inclined to use their own natural skills to draw other people out, to make connections, to respond that, yes, I feel a bond is growing here. I feel like we're getting to know each other. And technology has interfered with that a little bit by, you know, putting all this equipment in our world such that maybe we don't feel like we're really connecting.
Although not significantly mentioned in the studies, I asked Dr. Baldwin to speculate the possible effects of pornography on society.
Well, pornography has a very misleading kind of characteristic to it because it's made in order to titillate, and it's not made for honest communication. It's made to excite, and oftentimes the things that are most exciting are fictitious rather than honest. And so people can get off in wanting to describe interesting things that from the mind of the creative person can be turned into something very large, and it looks interesting, but it's not really very real. And these are all things that can be problematic. And saying, is this really credible? We're beginning to be bombarded more and more by fake news just because someone says, well, I'll tell you the story, and that they tell it in a convincing way, like I'm a professor at the University of California, so this is what it is, and then they make you believe that it's real. It could be fake. And this fake stuff is very hard to tell from real stuff sometimes.
Costello et al. Reported that incel membership reached at least 40,000 in the United States, but could range to hundreds of thousands, even noting that approximately 20,000 users were active on the main forum at the time of writing. Linders concluded, quote, misogynistic extremism and incel grievances represent a complex puzzle that is only partly known and understood, end quote. A search on YouTube for incels highlights videos amassing millions of views. Meanwhile, in academia, research on the topic is scarce. Linder argues, quote, the scientific study of the association between misogyny and violent extremism has been hampered by the controversial nature of the subject and its possible implications for female empowerment, end quote. The Sense and Senseless Violence by Miriam Linder constitutes the first theory-driven effort to shed light on the link between misogyny and mass violence in general, and the emergence of the incel movement in particular. Similarly, the study authored by Costello et al. Was the first formal investigation of incel mating psychology, exploring incels' perceived reasons for their singlehood, self-perceived mate value, minimum standards for mate preferences, and perceptions of female mate preferences. Research from 2022 found that incels represent a hard-to-reach and at-risk group, suitable for targeted mental health interventions. The study recommends interventions could include challenging some of the cognitive distortions that incels hold around female mate preferences in order to help improve their mating intelligence, stating specifically, quote, designing interventions to help incels achieve their mating goals would have the added benefit of reducing harmful instances of misogyny and societal harm, end quote. I asked Dr. Baldwin his opinion on the state of research on incels, specifically why studies are just being published now, only months away from the 10-year anniversary of the Isla Vista killings. Dr. Baldwin proposed a few ideas about why or why not research is taking place.
I swear, if you think of all the research topics there are in the world, there aren't enough sociologists or psychologists to go around to cover all the things that people would really like to see studied. And so a lot of people wish that there was a lot more scientific research, but the scientists themselves have to say, well, how much time do I have to do my research? And what things are the highest priority so that I'm most likely to get a promotion? Because you remember, in the background, most of these people are trying to get promoted and maybe even make it all the way to tenure so that they don't have to leave the university. And so there's some ulterior motivation of trying to pick topics that everyone is going to be interested in and that they can get data on pretty easily too. And so these are things that are in the minds of scientists when they choose the things to study and the things not to study.
Thank you for listening. With KCSB News, I'm Abigail Alberti.